My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's Jim Schwartz getting you ready for the Browns and Cowboys. Coming up Sunday, 4:25. You can hear it here on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And on the free Odyssey app if you live within 100 miles of downtown Cleveland, per NFL rules. We will have Nathan Zagura, who joins us at 9 o'clock. He is the Browns radio analyst. And we will have the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, joining us at 8 o'clock. We'll find out who's actually going to be playing left tackle, whether it be James Hudson, whether it be Jack Conklin, whether Jed Wills might get some snaps, whether it might be a musical chair situation, flipping a coin, whatever it might be. I don't know. But the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, will join us at 8 o'clock. I'll say this. With Jim Schwartz, when you have success, you can tell the truth no matter what. Unvarnished, almost. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of massaging here and there. But for a guy like Jim Schwartz, the truth's the truth. The proof is in his entire career. As a head coach, he did take the Lions to the playoffs, which I don't care what anybody says. It is an accomplishment. As a defensive coordinator, he's been one of the best in the league for a long time. Jim Schwartz, it goes without saying, the guy is a remarkable football coach, and he can tell the truth the way he sees it. So when he says that, I don't get nervous about the defense. I maybe think a little bit differently about how the defense is going to start. I think there might be a little bit of moaning and groaning here. There might be a couple of missed assignments that we have to clean up. But
you saw that last night between two of the better teams.
Yes, but if you're going to miss assignments, I'd rather there be missed assignments when the other team is starting to get to know each other again, because they're playing in real games, live games, for really the first time together. That's where I'd rather it happen. So for Jim Schwartz, he can tell the truth the way he is. The Browns, they are still selling the fan base on Deshaun Watson. They are still selling the fan base on this offense. Kevin Stefanski, guys, as great as I think he can be, they are still selling him to you.
Well, this is
a
brand.
In.
They're going to have to sell the offense.
Because it's brand new. Yes.
Yeah, it is brand new. And forever, what have so many coaches, ex-coaches, players that have come on this radio station since we debuted saying stuff that I hadn't really heard before it, but when you really listen to them, they say, well, the first 4 weeks, you are just figuring out what your team does. You're really just figuring out what every other team does. You know, you can't just go by the tape of what teams did last year.
No.
Because so many of the coordinators have changed. So many of the position group coaches have changed. And the talent changes year after year in the NFL. So much so that it does make it really tough to evaluate anything. But we're sitting here talking about these games as life or death. But are the teams really treating them that way this early in the season?
I Listen, man, we could sit there and roll our eyes and talk about the first four games of the season, but you could lose your season in the first four games of the season.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're 0-4, yeah.
Like it. So you got to take every game seriously because you got to remain sharp. You're probably not going to win all four games unless you are truly the elite of the elite of the elite. Probably not going to win them all. But
well,
you have to take them seriously.
The Browns have a great schedule the first four games.
Because you think about this. You go out and you win on Sunday. You go out and you win on Sunday. I mean, Jacksonville, I don't know. They could be better. They could be worse. I'm not sure. I can't just go by last year and Trevor Lawrence playing here. But I don't know if he's God's gift to the game in the first place. The Giants, you should win. September 29th at Vegas, you should win. Against Washington, well, they might be a team on the rise. But I think that that's a game you should win. I mean, we're talking 5 weeks of really... not easy football because it's the NFL, but games that you could very well be favored in all five of those games. So I think that this is a real opportunity for you. And so if you go out there and you go, man, we were sloppy. We didn't get a chance to practice all year, but we won. I think you're feeling really good about things for the rest of the year. 216-474-0092. Travis in Mansfield, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing okay, Travis. Go ahead.
I mean, I get exactly what you're saying, but I go back to last year. You remember that San Francisco game? I compare it to where everybody was hurt. We didn't have all the starters, and Dallas is nowhere near as good as San Francisco was last year, but at least this year you're starting with all of your starters for the most part, except on the offensive line and your running back, but then again, we didn't have Nick Chubb for that game either. So I just think we're overlooking it a little bit, but at the same time, you know, Dallas is always the second coming of Jesus every year, and it never pans out that way. So I think we're going to be all right, especially with that defense.
Well, when we see these things, I think we think of these teams as doing their very being able to fire on all cylinders against us. Like San Francisco, they lost Christian McCaffrey in that game, right? Who else got hurt in that game against the Browns last year?
Debo.
Yeah.
Debo got hurt. Thank you. Debo was hurt. So when you have things going differently there, like they're not firing on all cylinders, and we were able to take advantage of that. We played good defense, and we won that football game. I don't need to make excuses for winning, and I don't need to find a bunch of different reasons against winning. But I think that when we play these things out in our head, Travis, we think about our opponent being able to do what they historically have been able to do. And it's just not that way. You're right.
Yeah. And my thing is, too, is like our offense. I mean, we had P.J. Walker, for God's sakes, as our quarterback who threw two or three picks that game. Like, I don't think Watson's going to be nearly that bad. And I think he should be able to protect the ball. Like, I agree with you. Might be a turnover in there. But I think he's going to keep us in it just enough to let our defense make a play to seal the deal.
I would hope so, Travis. I thank you very much for the call. I think for Deshaun, I'm going to come in Monday. If I'm guessing anything, I think I'm going to come in and say, yeah, you know, it was a little bit up and down. I'm not going to use the R word. If I use the R word, I'll sit out a segment. I'm not going to use it. But obviously, I think that they can win. I think they can win with defense. Because I do think it's easier to start to play together quicker on defense than it is on offense to make sure everybody's on the same page. Especially because they all have experience in that defense.
And just what kind of plans can you really have against Myles Garrett? Like maybe Dallas looks at the Houston game to try to neutralize Myles Garrett, but I think this time we'll actually have a counterpunch, which we didn't have defensively last year. And I think Jim Schwartz has spoke to that multiple times, how you got to have that off-speed pitch. You got to have different looks. And last year they kind of failed to do that in that playoff game, unfortunately.
I did a Twitter poll, and I've done Twitter polls 2 days in a row. I don't mean to do it, but here we are. Do you hate the Chiefs? Last night, a lot of people started to turn against the Chiefs, I felt, at least on social media. I want to ask real life. 66% say no. We're an hour into the poll. 66% say they do not hate the Chiefs. Why is that? I got a very good reason why, but I'll tell you here in a second. I want to hear your reason.
I think, first of all, there's an entertainment factor there that you know when you're watching the Chiefs, you're watching the best team, you're watching the best quarterback, you're seeing a dynamic offense regardless of who the wide receivers are. Like, they will find ways. They will find ways to get guys the ball in space. And Mahomes is a big reason why. And then Travis Kelce. And I think fans here like Travis Kelce. They do.
Didn't Steph entertain us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, did I still hate Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah. Now, four NBA Finals against them when you had to hear everybody say you had no chance. I think that had more to do with it. It wasn't really Steph.
What were you and I complaining about? I know I'm asking a lot of silly questions to get to a point here, but I'm going to do it. What were you and I complaining about earlier this week when it came to the callers, when it came to the listeners, when it came to the people getting in about the game?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That we weren't feeling as hype as normal?
They weren't feeling that. I think a lot of Browns fans, and this is some silly social media poll that most of the people listening to us don't even have, right? I think most of the fans out there care about themselves and care about the Browns getting going before they look at the Chiefs. I think they hate the Ravens because it's the Ravens, and they hate the Steelers and Bengals for the same reason. But when it comes to the Chiefs, I think it's like, hey, we got to make sure our house is in order before we go and get mad at the Chiefs on things. Is that wrong?
Right, and if we played against Patrick Mahomes and had to endure the press conferences, the post-game stuff, we thought we were trending in that direction when we played them in the playoffs and lost the way we did. And Dirty Dan and that play
took
that
the words out of my mouth.
The play that will live with us for how long, and what Chad Henne came in off the bench to do. And what was the fourth down play?
Didn't they call, by the way, who called him
a third down play? I'm sorry.
I didn't hear this. Who called him the hero of the divisional round?
You're talking about a different game though.
This is different.
This was against the Jaguars 2 years ago when he came in and led them on a 95 yard drive.
They said that about this one.
Correct. Because they were recognizing things that happened over their previous Super Bowl victories when they were unveiling their fourth banner.
Yeah, because Henne was out there before the game yesterday.
Henne held the trophy for the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Because I looked at this morning and go, what? I didn't understand the reference there. I thought they were talking about 3rd and 14. Not. And he got 13.5 and then they passed for the first time.
Other people around us thought that too. But they were not.
That's the whole point. Joe Woods is the defensive coordinator. The more and more opportunities, if we played Kansas City in the playoffs every year, that would absolutely make people hate Patrick Mahomes, because you're going to see him do what he did yesterday, where he's near the sidelines. Definitely took a hit that was late, but he accentuated it, exaggerated it. Well, when that happens against you and you get flagged for it, you know, that kind of stuff. And then after the game, if you beat Patrick Mahomes, and then it sounds like he's making excuses. Well, I wasn't really healthy. You know, by the way, you heard Lamar Jackson say that. Lamar Jackson was like, well, I wish I was this healthy last year when we played him. Because he said, I was really banged up last year. And you could tell. I mean, you could tell Lamar Jackson was not full speed last year. But that's also the way he plays football. How often will Lamar Jackson be full speed come playoff time?
John and Wadsworth, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
We're doing well, John. Go right on ahead.
So I wanted to ask you guys something I think is a little bit overlooked in this game. You know, we're talking so much about Deshaun Watson. I think the thing that, for me, that's concerning is the run game, because, you know, Jerome Ford, I mean, his stats looked good last year, but I think we know he was kind of like a boom or bust type of a deal. You know, Pierre Strong, he's, you know, whatever, Deontay Foreman, you know. So that's my concern, is that if we can't get a run game going, I mean, that's really going to put it on Deshaun's shoulders. And, I mean, we saw it last year in the opener. You know, we're kicking the crap out of Cincinnati, but, you know, Deshaun wasn't great, but we had the run game just rocking. So I was wondering what your guys' thoughts about that, because I think that's the most – I think that might be the key to the game for me.
Well, if James Hudson can do anything, okay, it's got to be run block, because the pass sets aren't that great. However, with the run game, without Nick Chubb, I think a lot of people are worried about that because there's no security blanket with Nick being out there. Jerome Ford is not a bad running back, all right, John? The problem with Jerome Ford is his name's not Nick Chubb, and he can't just fall forward and at least give us 3 yards every time because he's such a talented running back. He's just not Nick Chubb. He's not as talented as him. And there is a hesitancy. I have to say this to be critical of Jerome. There is a hesitancy to find that, to trust a hole, to trust what seam you see and actually hit it. Nick, and I think it almost, John, I think it almost comes off like it's, I don't give him enough respect about this. He finds a crease, and he knows, like, hey, this ain't going to be broken off for 60 yards. Sometimes it is. But he's going to find that crease and at least get you 3 yards, 4 yards, and second and six is a hell of a lot better than second and nine. Because then we can play guessing games here.
Do you think that they're going to, you know, I mean, they've talked so much about this being like a pass-first offense now, you know. Stefanski and Dorsey are going to lean on the pass and whatnot. Like, do you think they might lean into the run game a little bit more, just, you know, at least early, to try and soften up the defense? Or are they just going to come out slinging it? I don't know what I feel like they're going to do.
Well, if it's Stefanski, if this was last year, John, and thank you very much for the call, I would say yes. I would say yes, because it would be a lot of heavy sets, a lot of, you know, double tights, things like that. Here, I wonder if it's a mid. They want to open it up, fine. Deshaun hasn't played in a live rep since last November. 10 months. You have a new wide receiver in Jerry Jeudy. Excited to see him. I want to see if this investment is going to be worth it. This is very interesting here with Jerry Jeudy. You have Amari Cooper, who's the gold standard of wide receiving in this position in this team for the best we've seen in a very long time here. You got three guys right there off the top. I think David Njoku's role becomes that much more important. I think that maybe if they open it up, by opening up, it almost becomes, got to find the right word for it so people don't get upset, but I'm going to say it, becomes more of a backup quarterback offense. It's like, hey, let's relax here. Let's take care of the
more
football.
More managed.
We can open it up, but let's find our tight end who's a great pass-catching tight end, and let's get first downs the right way here instead of going big fly and turning it over and affecting Deshaun's confidence.
I've wondered about that, especially in the opener, especially given that when they go out there and they're facing the real bullets for the first time, and the game is so much faster than anything they've seen so far in training camp in the preseason. If they were going to manage it more, and whether this offense was maybe not necessarily going to look as overhauled yet. I mean, remember, it doesn't all have to be that way week one. You've got a full season to deal with this stuff. I know that we have been without football for so long that we are looking at this as the Super Bowl. But is a smart coaching staff looking at it that way?
I don't think so. This is how I see it. This is why I think David could end up having a very big game. And that's secondary. De'Ron Bland is on IR.
Yeah.
You have Kalen Carson, who played at Wake Forest, actually got to see him live in a football game. You have a rookie back there, I think is a fifth-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, off the top of my head. Then you have a rookie linebacker who's starting for your football team. No more Leighton Vander Esch. He's gone. You do have a great pass rush, though. And then you have James Hudson.
So try to make up for all that other stuff.
You're dealing with DeMarcus Lawrence, and you're dealing with Micah Parsons. So you're going to have to get the ball out. And then you're dealing with a quarterback who hasn't played in 10 months. You can't tell me he doesn't have some butterflies getting ready for Sunday.
Yeah, that, by the way, that Kalen Carson, the Wake Forest one.
Yes.
That is the one to watch. He has a nickname. They call him the seatbelt. And he is going to be in there, and you know the Browns are going to be targeting him. They are going to be targeting him like crazy.
What is the nickname, seatbelt?
And they're treating him. They're saying he already looks the part. He already looks the part. They have been hyping him up. You know, every year we hype up some of our rookies. The Cowboys fans are hyping him up big time in the notes that I've looked at.
Well, I'm glad. I'm just so curious about how he got the nickname the seatbelt. I'm sorry.
Probably he's Zanya at all times. I don't know. I assume
they call him the Hans device. He's a great player.
Sometimes he has 3 points of pressure. Sometimes he has five.
Well, you need a 6-point harness, don't you? Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you need a 4-point harness.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.